You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning we're chatting with Wednesday Davis, who is a senior ecology technician, research assistant and alumni from the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Auckland. And we're talking about AI and boil-ups out in the Hauraki Gulf. Morena, Wednesday, how are you?
Morena, thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's so great to have you in. This is a really fascinating world of research that you're stepping into here. Let's start with the basics. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will already know, but what is a boil-up? What are we talking about?
So a boil-up or work-up is basically a multi-species foraging association, which is a really complicated way of saying lots of animals coming in to feed on the same prey patch. So it happens in land environments, the terrestrial space, but for my work, we were looking at the ocean. So we were looking at the big fish balls where there's lots of prey coming together, the seabirds, the whales, the dolphins, who all come together to feed on this amazing ocean resource.
That is so interesting. I'm sure anybody who's been on a boat has seen a version of this, big or small, at some point in their time on the sea. But you're using AI as a way to help with the research that you're doing. Can you explain, first of all, what it is you're looking at when it comes to looking at these workups, these boil-ups, and why AI is a useful thing for you guys in this?
Yeah, so this is part of a bigger project called the Pulse of the Gulf. So we're looking at the different things that help make the ocean thrive here in the Hauraki Gulf, and using lots of different tools and techniques to better understand the ocean. So for ours, we use drones. So it's a little bit tricky when you're on the water to have a look at the seabirds, the whales and dolphins. There's lots of stuff happening all at the same time. And while you can see the things above the water pretty easily, the stuff below the water is a little bit harder to see. But when we've got the drones, we get a bit of a bird's eye view of what's happening. We can see those animals underneath the surface of the water and better understand them.
That's so cool. So where does the AI part come into this?
As you can imagine, having a drone above a big workup, a big boil up of activity, there are a lot of animals to have a look at. And if you are trying to understand them, to count them, to see who's there, what are they doing, it's a pretty tedious process.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
One dolphin, two dolphins.
Same dolphin, damn it.
Yeah, so what we've been able to do is we've been able to automatically kind of automate that process.
Cool.
So we have trained the AI to detect brooders whales, common dolphins, Maui dolphins, the big oceanic manta rays, and five different seabird species, the gannets, the terns, the fluttering shearwaters, Buller's shearwaters, as well as sooty and flesh-footed shearwaters. So a lot of the birds that are kind of common in the inner Hauraki Gulf that we'll see quite a lot. And now, instead of having to go through and count individually, the AI will actually do that for us.
Oh, that's so great. This is a very good example of AI being not this like freaky robots are taking over the future thing, eh? This is like, here's a way we can use it. It's practical. It does something we would love to not have to do ourselves. It must be a godsend for you guys.
Absolutely. So it actually takes a lot of work to get the AI going. Yeah. People think it's an automated process, but to make this AI, we actually had over 166,000 little pictures of the whales, the dolphins, the seabirds. So it wasn't just, hey, AI, ChatGPT.
Show me a whale.
please tell me how many dolphins are here. We actually have to train it. And the better your training data set, the better that AI will be.
How cool. So what did you do for the training? How did you manage that?
So for that is basically sitting on the computer and staring at a screen for a really long time and drawing tiny little boxes around all those animals.
Right.
As you can imagine, a bird flying looks pretty different to a bird sitting, you know, big wings versus kind of all tucked in.
Totally.
So we've actually been able to ask the AI to tell us what behavioral state they're in. Are they sitting?
Oh, cool.
Are they flying? And for the whales, are they lunge feeding?
What does that mean?
So with our whales, our brooders whales in the Hauraki Gulf, they're filter feeders. So instead of taking a nibble out of a squid swimming past, they'll actually open their mouth and engulf a lot of the prey patch all in one go. So
ruthless.
absolutely ruthless. They are kind of like the terminators of these boil-ups. They'll come in, steal all the work that the dolphins and seabirds have been, you know, making a big, tasty little bait ball of fish.
Oh, my God.
And then the brooders as well, so we'll eat it all in one go. Everyone buggers off and goes home.
Oh, my God. That must be so frustrating with dolphins hustling out here like everybody else. One thing that I'm struck by when you're saying you sit here and you draw the little squares around everything, this feels like a very technical version of sitting and doing the show us or the traffic lights on a capture thing. Is it kind of a more, I guess, high-tech version of that?
It's really similar. So with that, it's asking you to identify things in the whole image. But for this, we're actually cropping it down to where is that whale? So drawing a box around it, where is that seabird? So instead of there is a gannet in this image, we're telling it exactly where it is, and it can use that for image recognition technology.
That's so cool. And you have a bit of a family history of being interested in the ocean and in photographing the ocean. Tell us a wee bit about your grandmother.
Yeah, so my grandma Janet was a pioneering woman in diving. She was one of, a big influence for me growing up. Always wanted to learn about the ocean, get into diving, photography, and be able to share the ocean with others. Because a lot of people, when you can't see what's happening underneath the surface, you don't really care about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So with the drones as well, a lot of people don't know how exciting and how cool they are. By bringing that drone technology in, people can really see, hey, those whales are taking all of the food for the other animals.
You expose them.
Yeah, and it's giving us a new perspective of these ocean communities that have been here since before humans.
That's so cool. So what's next with all this data that you're gathering at the moment? Where does this go? What's the sort of ultimate goal for it?
Yeah, so we're currently training a new version of the AI, which will be better than ever before. And we're hoping that we can use that for behavioral studies. We can use it to understand where these animals are, what they're doing, and how these communities are changing with the health of the Hauraki Gulf changing as well.
Oh, that sounds so interesting. Wednesday, thank you so much for coming in to speak about your research. Fascinating stuff. And it must be, like, apart from the sitting in front of a computer for a long time, it must be nice. Do you get to ever go out on the boats, or do you get to see in situation the research that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we combined the drone footage with boat-based observations. So we sat there on the boat, we counted, we did our best kind of guesstimate of many there are, what they're doing. And we're hoping that we can use this technology, you know, combining cutting edge AI with this high tech drone technology to be able to better understand our inner Gulf areas, those inner coastal areas that are having a lot of impacts from sedimentation. And hopefully we can help make the Hauraki Gulf and wider Aotearoa a better place.
That is so awesome. Wednesday, thank you so much for coming in to speak about your research this morning. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.